This is VOA News via remote. Power should be restored to almost all of New Orleans by the middle of next week. That is according to the utility company Entergy, which issued a statement on Friday asking for patience in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. Utility executives say more than 25,000 workers from 40 different U.S. states have been trying to fix about 14,000 damaged poles, more than 2,200 broken transformers, and more than 150 destroyed transmission structures. Ida destroyed the city's electrical grid and left more than 1 million customers in Louisiana without power. Meanwhile, sheriff's deputies from outside the city warned people returning in Ida's aftermath to come equipped survivalists because of the lack of basic services. A stunned U.S. East Coast is facing a sobering death toll, surging rivers, tornado damage, and continuing calls for rescue after the remnants of Hurricane Ida walloped the region with record-breaking rain. More than 40 deaths have been linked to the flooding from the states of Maryland to New York from the storm strike Wednesday night and Thursday morning. Officials said at least 13 people died in New York City and three in suburban counties. Authorities said at least 23 died in New Jersey and at least five died in the state of Pennsylvania. And the state of Connecticut, a state trooper died after his cruiser was swept away by floodwaters. Another death was reported in the state of Maryland. That's not counting other deaths in other parts of the country. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.